This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. During a rare weekend session, debate continued in the Senate yesterday over President Barack Obama's health care overhaul plan. In a moment, we'll hear from NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. But first, NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
The big news today will happen off the Senate floor. President Obama is set to motorcade up to the Capitol this afternoon for a pep talk with Democratic senators. They can use it. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is still struggling to find the 60 votes he needs to overcome a relatively unified Republican opposition. So far, they seem set on trying to run out the clock and score debating points. Speaking of scoring debating points, take yesterday's featured amendment. It's sponsored by Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lincoln. The idea is to curb the salaries of health insurance executives by limiting how much of those salaries can be deducted as business expenses.
Doesn't restrict what corporations can provide or give their executives in pay. What it does do is it says that we are not going to subsidize that with tax dollars.
Okay, said Arizona Republican John McCain. Then why not also add executives of the AARP and Walmart, whose headquarters just happened to be in Lincoln's home state?
If we're going to have this kind of demagogic amendment, then we should include them, especially Walmart, who does a lot of business.
Senators will vote on Lincoln's amendment this afternoon, along with a Republican amendment on medical malpractice. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.